Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It is a pleasure, as always, to bring this report on behalf of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. And as I come before you today, I just want to rejoice with you in what we have experienced together as Southern Baptists. Winston Churchill once said that democracy is the worst form of government ever invented, except for all others ever attempted. And this is an exercise in Baptist democracy, and I am glad to be a part of a denomination where everyone has a right to speak at a microphone and to bring a motion and to get an issue on the floor of this convention. If you look at the future of a denomination, you need to look on the seminary campuses. Just recently, the New York Times ran an article on theological education and on the fact that some of the older, more liberal, mainline Protestant denominations in their seminaries were having a new surge of enrollment. That sounds very interesting. Until you read the New York Times article and you discover that most of the persons, and this was the very key heart of the reporter's interest, most of these persons now going to seminary in these institutions are not going into local church ministry. They are not headed into the pastorate. They are looking for some kind of spirituality to add to their lives. They are going to be stockbrokers and attorneys and insurance salesmen and all the rest. And they just want to be more meaningful stockbrokers and attorneys and all the rest. You see the future of a denomination on the campus of its theological seminaries. That ought to give Southern Baptists great confidence. As we stand here today in the year 2006, your six Southern Baptist seminaries have over 15,000 students enrolled. That ought to tell us something. At Southern Seminary this year, we will have well over 4,000 students enrolled. And here's the good news. They are headed for local church ministry. They are headed for the mission fields of the world. And they are headed to your churches in order to serve the cause of Christ by building godly churches, by preaching the whole counsel of God, and by taking the gospel to the ends of the earth. We are living in very interesting times. These times are interesting because in a time of great transformation, in a time of great cultural change, we get to be the people who say that truth is eternal and enduring and unchanging. We get to be the people who say the calling to which we are called is not a new profession. It is not a profession at all. It is a calling. It is a calling of the minister of the Lord Jesus Christ. One of the issues raised in theological education today is where we find our mission. Where do we find what it is we are to do? There are seminaries all over this country trying to develop mission statements about why they exist. Here is why your theological seminaries exist. This is why the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary exists, in order that the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ might have more faithful ministers. That is the sole reason for which a theological seminary exists. The motto of Southern Seminary is taken from 2 Timothy, that the man of God may be mature, perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. How will that happen? The Apostle Paul tells Timothy that will happen by the ministry of the Word. I want to turn to 2 Timothy with you this morning to think about the purpose of theological education. Looking at 2 Timothy chapter 1 and beginning in verse 12, Paul writes, "For this reason I also suffer these things, but I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day. Retain the standard of sound words which you have heard from me in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. Guard through the Holy Spirit who dwells in us the treasure which has been entrusted to you." Several verses later, Paul writes to Timothy saying, "You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. The things which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." That is the mission of theological education. That we would pass on to this next generation of God-called ministers that which has been entrusted to us. Brothers and sisters, this denomination has learned the hard way how difficult it is to make certain that we pass on that faith intact, that we maintain the stewardship of that trust. We must maintain vigilantly that mission, that purpose, that task. We are not passing on a new and reformed and improved form of Christianity. We are to pass on the faith once for all delivered to the saints. We are to stand upon the unchanging truth of God, but we are also to be standing in the time that the Lord has given us here of massive cultural, social, and technological change in order to say the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ must be the most clear-minded, the most clearly convictional body on earth. We must know why we stand, where we stand, and we must stand here with deep conviction. If at your theological seminaries, something less than a clear and resounding, resonant, and heartfelt affirmation of biblical truth is found, you will produce a generation of ministers who will go out to preach a very uncertain gospel in these very uncertain times. At Southern Seminary, we have four main concerns that frame our application of this mission to the task you have given us and our stewardship of this task. We speak of serving our churches and serving the cause of Christ for truth, for the church, for the world, and for the glory of God. First, for truth. You remember earlier this year there was a controversy over the memoir written by James Fry entitled A Million Little Pieces, became a book chosen by Oprah for her book club until it turned out that he had made up a lot of what he claimed to be true. And you know you're living in strange times when the publisher, Random House, responds to the controversy by saying, yes, he made a lot of it up, but now it's better than true. We're living in a time in which there is a very plastic understanding of truth, and a lot of people are looking for a new and improved truth. They're looking for a truth that meets their expectations in a time of deep and almost reflexive theological relativism. We must be very, very clear that when we speak of truth, we're speaking of that which corresponds to the revelation of God. Being very clear that that revelation of God corresponds to the character of God. When we speak of the inerrant and infallible Word of God, we're not just speaking of the means whereby we know. We're speaking of the confidence we have that a God whose character is perfect would give us a perfect Word in order that we might know His perfect truth. Southern Seminary exists for the truth, and for that reason, we, without apology, have the most outstanding programs we can imagine in theological education, in biblical studies, in all of the tasks of ministry, in order that the man of God who will preach the Word of God would be deeply grounded in this truth, understanding what truth is, why truth is important, and why truth is the most important issue of our stewardship. But we exist not just for the truth, but for the church. We serve the churches of the Southern Baptist Convention. At the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, we take that as our highest privilege. We serve you. We exist because of your churches. We exist because of the mission that is shared by Southern Baptists through your churches to the mission fields of the world. We have that connection together, and we have a clear indebtedness to you. The churches do not work for the seminaries. The seminaries work for the churches, and we understand that, and that is the health of this denomination. But we also have you as your churches as our focus in theological education, because our task is to prepare those who will go to serve the local church. If in other denominations, seminary enrollment is being driven by those who are looking for meaning and spirituality in their professional lives, you support your six seminaries and you support the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary because you're not just looking for those looking for meaning, you're looking for those who will come and be God called ministers to build the local church, to serve the cause of Christ, to preach the Word of God in season and out of season, to serve the flock of God as faithful shepherds and under-shepherds of the flock. We're living in interesting times. Southern Baptists are to be known as the people who understand the importance of the local church, the absolute centrality of congregationalism, as we understand that the glory of God is to be evident in visible local congregations that show all the biblical marks of the church. We are the ones who believe in regenerate church membership. We're the ones who believe that the church is the body of Christ, God's glory on earth, as God's saved people together are mobilized for mission and ministry. You will not have healthy churches in the future if you do not have seminaries committed to train pastors to go and serve those churches with integrity and with faithfulness and with vitality. Thus, our programs are directed to training those who will feed the flock of God. For the truth, for the church, for the world. Repeatedly, in the course of this meeting, we have been reminded that in the year 2006, we possess knowledge that others have never had. Some of you may have discovered some of the mapping software that is available. You can go to the internet and you can put in an address and a satellite image can come up and you can do all this mapping. Can you imagine? We are the first generation in human history to be able to find our house, our church, our city from a satellite and zero in on it and look at it. We can image the world. Imagine just that knowledge that is accessible to us. When people spoke of a world mission before, in previous generations, they did not even have a clear picture of what the world looks like, but we do. And that just increases our responsibility. It increases our stewardship to take the gospel to the ends of the earth. We have knowledge, we have technology, we have transportation capacity, we have all kinds of advantages that previous generations did not have. The key question is this: do we have the fervor, the commitment, the world gospel mission to make certain that we are sending our very best and our very brightest to the mission fields of the world to plant gospel churches there to reach the world for Christ? We exist for the truth, for the church, for the world. Ultimately, we exist for the glory of God. We as Southern Baptists can be tempted to find refuge and comfort in our programs. We are tempted to find reassurance in our statistics. And thanks be to God, we're a part of a denomination that has statistics that are increasing rather than decreasing. That is not an insignificant barometer of our spiritual health. But at the end of the day, we do not exist for our institutions. We do not exist for ourselves. We do not exist for our statistics. We exist for the glory of God. The purpose for which every single atom and molecule of all creation was made is the glory of God. And thus, our great consuming passion should be to transform every question that comes before this convention, to transform every question that arises in a theological classroom, to transform every issue that arises on a seminary campus to this: how will God receive the maximum glory that is due to Him and to Him alone? This will mean that we are focusing on churches that will display the glory of God, that we are focusing on Christians who in their growing spiritual lives will display the glory of God. It means we point to evangelism, because in the salvation of sinners we see the glory of God through the blood atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ. We point to the mission fields, because when the nations rejoice and are glad in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord God Himself is glorified. The consuming purpose for which we exist, the consuming purpose for which we are made, and the consuming purpose that animates the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary is the glory of God. Brothers and sisters, thank you for all you do through the cooperative program, through your support, through your encouragement, through your prayer, through sending students. Let us together seek to show the world the glory of God in all that we do. God bless you. Mr. Chairman, thank you for this report.